Learning Mesech Mizbei, Daf Yitzayin and Aleph. First, gonna say a sugya which you already started on Daf Tzayin and Beis. The union of Eruvei Tchumen and Eruvei Chatzeris on from Yontif to Shabbos. You have the Gemara's maskan is that you're not allowed to make Eruvei Tchumen or Eruvei Chatzeris from Yontif to Shabbos. If you want to make an Eruv Tchumen on Shabbos when Yontif is Friday, you have to make the Eruv Tchumen before or the Eruv Chatzeris before. But the Gemara brought Rebbe, Marshalim, which one's Rebbe, which one's the Chachamim, that an Erev Tchumen has to be made before, but an Erev Chatzer is not. And the Gemara's Lashon is, Neishat Oisei B'davra Asalai, V'yat Oisei B'davra Mutalai. Tchumen is Asar and Yamtif. So Mel, that's why you can't make an Erev Tchumen on Yamtif for Shabbos. Now Shenkein Chatzer is Hitzah, is Mutar and Yamtif. And Mel, you want to make an Erev Chatzer is in Yamtif to Shabbos. And so Shaila, if the chilik is a chilik in Hilchas Hachana or Hilchas Mikne Shvisa that we have, that the pshat is that if on Yom Tov there is that Isser, so we consider removing that Isser, even B'negei Shabbos, to be a tikkun or a Hachana. Now Sha'en came when the Yom Tov doesn't have that Isser, so even though you're doing the Isser B'negei Shabbos, but since Yantiv doesn't have the Isser, so it won't be considered a Achana or a Tikkun. That's one pshat in the Gemara. But Taisus here, on the bottom of the Zayin and the Bay, he says a different pshat, because he says, the Lamaisa Rebbe holds Kedusha Achas. And since you hold Kedusha Achas, you can't make an Erev Yantiv to Shabbos, because it's considered one Kedusha, just like you can't make an Erev in the middle of the day. The Erev has to be made before the Yantiv and the Shabbos together, the one Kedusha. And that's Taisus Kasha, so what do you need this time for? How would you make an Erev Chatzeris? It's Kedusha Achas. So Taisus says, okay, that's good for what the Gemara means. Kedusha Achas only applies when the same Issa you have on Yontif, you have on Shabbos, so then it's considered Kedusha Achas. Mashayin Kain, Erev Chatzeris, which is only an Issa and Shabbos, it's not an Issa and Yontif, on that you don't say Kedusha Achas. So first, the Etzin Din of Erev Chatzeris on Yontif, where the Gemara is Mashma, that there is no din Eruv Chatzeris and Yantif. Eruv Chatzeris is mutter, right? We know, Haitzah, carrying from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, is mutter and Yantif, but it's only mutter l'tzarech Eichel Nefesh, or if you hold mitayich, but you need a tzarech Hayim. If you're carrying, or sometimes you have the heter of Hayil, but if you're carrying l'tzarech Nachrim, or l'tzarech Chayil, so, and you don't have a din of Hayil, it can be Nisa Dereisa and Yantif. So what's the halacha? That's B'negeya Haitzah, Mishus HaYachah, Mishus HaRabim. And there, Avad, it's Mutter, L'tzarech HaChol Nefesh. And if it says Mitayach, it's Mutter for any Tzarech HaYayim. But Shalei L'tzarech Klal, we had this sugya early on the afternoon days, could be an Issa Deraisa on Yantif to carry, to make Haitzah, Shalei L'tzarech Klal, or L'tzarech Chayil, L'tzarech HaYayim, because it is a Malacha. It's just Mutter, L'tzarech HaChol Nefesh, or for Mitayach, for other Tzarech Yantif. What about carrying in a chatzir? You have many batim open to a chatzir without an Erev Chatzeris. Of course, you'd be allowed to carry L'tzarech Eichel Nefesh or L'tzarech Hayim. It wouldn't be more common than carrying Rishus HaRabim. But what about Shalei L'tzarech Klal? Or L'tzarech Chayil, would it be mutter to do? So it's actually a Machaikis Rishaynim. The Rif earlier on the Gemara of Daf Yud Beis writes, V'kaimon diyantiv tzarech Erev Tchum v'ein tzarech Eruv HaChatzeris v'shutufim v'vais. He's going with the Gemara of Ein Erev Vayitzal, Yamtif. The Yamtif does need an Erev Tchumen, but does not need an Erev Chatzeris Shtufim Avais. And the Ran says that that Lashon is Mashma, that you don't need any Erev Chatzeris. There's no Shum Is Erev Chatzeris, which you mean even if it's Shalei L'Tzarech Klal, it would be Mutter. But he brings the Rajma, and the Rajma is there in Chedushim, that says, no, the same Issa you have to carry L'Shus HaRabim Midereisa, or to a Carmelist Midereabanan, Shalei L'Tzarech, the same Issa would apply for carrying from a bayis to a chatzah without an Erev. So what's pshat in our Gemara? That the Gemara called Erev Chatzeris something which is a davar amutalai, something which is unnecessary for Yantif. It's not totally unnecessary. It means that al kopanim, when they have a tzarech hayayim, then it's mutalai. Now the Ran says, but maybe you could say not that way. Maybe you could say the holding of Erev Chatzeris, if carrying is asa for everything, then Chazal made Issa of Erev Chatzeris. But if carrying is anyway mutter most of the times, most of the things you're going to carry are going to be l'tzarech HaChol Nefesh or l'tzarech HaYayim, So Chazal never made an Isser on Yantif. He says the Rif is mashman that way. The Rif says Ein Erev Chatzeris Miyamtif. There's also a Taisan Ksuvah Zav Zayin. Taisus discusses carrying Litzera Goyim on Yantif. And he claims to say in the beginning, he says, just like there's a din of Ein Erev Chatzeris Miyamtif, and the male that's mutter to carry the Vishvil, Mizmah carrying Yantif and all I found him Erev Chatzeris, so maybe who would din to a Carmelist? So Mela essentially says, by us, all our streets are Carmelists, so Mela admitted to carrying Yantif, even let's say Argoyim. But afterwards he says, no, first he says, nah, that maybe you can make a chilek. A Carmelist is the same dinim of Rosh Hashanah. I mean, there are Bonim, it's the same dinim. Rivah Chatzeris is a separate Isser, which they didn't make on Yantif. But then he says, maybe even Erev Chatzeris made the Isser on Yantif. That it says in our Gemara here, that there's no Erev Chatzeris, there's no Avraham Mutalai, the Gemara means, let's say Rechel Nefesh, let's say will be us. So that's about two terutzim and teis and ksuvas dav zayin. There's machlekes, the Ran and the Rashba. And there's really a third shita. The shita mekavetzes earlier on daf yudeis brings a ritva that says there's taka no din erev on yamdif, but not because it's always mutter, but because it's always aser. So that's very interesting. Chazal never misaken din erev chatzeris on yamdif because we run a shech. If it's a tzarech echol nefesh, a tzarech yam, of course it's mutter without an erev. It's even mutter b'shus harabim. If it's shalei letzerech klal, it's shalei letzerech tzeragayim, whatever it is, Chazal said, don't do it altogether. Don't make an erev chatzeris to be matter. We're not misaking an erev chatzeris to be matter such a thing. We don't really want you to do it. So let's also. And he says, that's pshat in the Rif. Then when the Rif says there's no erev chatzeris on Yom Tov, he doesn't mean because it's mutter even shalei letzerech klal. It means that an erev doesn't work to matter shalei letzerech klal. Very, very big chiddush. The Shita Mekvetzes brings b'shem Meir that no. That the sugya there is muchach, that there is an erev for things that you don't need a tzarech for. Sugya in after days. Al kabbanim, it's machlekes halacha lemaisa. The Shulchan Aruch in Simon Tafta Zayin, the Behilchas Erev and Sefei, writes like this: Yantif noig by erev tchumen aval erev chatzeris. As we state, the Shulchan Aruch Simon Tafta Zayin Sefei. And it says there is no erev chatzeris in Yantif. It's mashma b'chol inyan. And who are then in Simon Taf Kuf Chav Ches? It says Yantif ain't tzarech a rivik chatzeris in Yantif. Rivik tchumen tzarech. That sounds clearly like the Rif, like what the Ran is learning in the Rif, that you don't need it for any afanim. But the Ramah in Simon Taf Kuf Yud Ches Sif Aleph writes like this: Meniach erev mutal atal toitzi kol sheyesh l'teres kli af v'she'em l'tzarech yem klal. If you have an erev chatzeris, then anything which has a teres kli is mutter, even if you're doing it without any tzarech hayayim. So that's clear, like the Rashba, and like the second teres of Taisus in Ksuvis, that, I mean, the Bialacha like points out, the Ramah is trying coming la fuke the Ritva, right? The Ramah is saying, if you make an erev, it's mutter l'tautu l'aitzik kol sheyesh teres kli af v'she'em tzarech hayayim klal. Pshita. If you have an erev, so what's the iser? Teres says, there is a Ritva that says that it's aser. And the Shita brought down, the Bialacha points it out. But the Ramah is pretty clear that without an Erev, it's Asur Shalei L'Tzarech Hayayim Klal. And the Mishnah Berurah says, why wasn't the Ramah Magia on the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Taf Tazayin, and also Simon Taf Kuf Chav Ches, that writes with the Pshitas, Ein Erev Chatzeris Ben Tov Klal, that Ramah should have written, Hagah, Liyesh Erev, that if you want to carry Shalei L'Tzarech Klal, you do it in Erev. And punkt here, he writes without anything, without any Yesh Erev, without any mentioning any Machlekes, but it sounds like you need an Erev, and the Mechavos, you don't need an Erev, it's a little bit shver. But like we said, it's a Mechalikis Rishainim, so it sounds like the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rishainim, that you don't need an Erev, and you could carry Shalat Tzarek Klaut and an Erev, and there are more clearly passes like the Rishainim, you do need an Erev for things that are Lele Tzarek Klaut. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, the Marashal says, the Minig is like the Mechav, but we do not make an Erev on Yom Tov. The Ein L'Shanes HaMinig, but he says, that was in the times when they would make one every single week. Every Shabbos they would make a new Erev. So comes Yantif, don't make an Erev. Should be M'Shanes HaMinig. But let's say you do like we do today, we make one Erev for the whole year. Of course, you should include Yom Tovim. Why not be Cheshish for the Mechmir? Now, Taisus, like we said, says that the Pshat in the Gemara is Rebbe holds Kedusha Achas. And Kedusha Achas only applies when you have the Isser on both Shabbos and Yantav, like Tchumen. But when the Isser is only on Shabbos, and the Isser doesn't apply to Yantav, then there cannot be a din of Kedusha Achas. So, Rebbe Kveika asks the following kasha. We have the Gemara in Pesachim, we mentioned it before, The Rav Chista says, Tzarechei Shabbos Nasim Yad. The Pharisee Machlokes, why are you allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos? According to Rambam, it's because of Hayel. According to Rav Chista, Tzarechei Shabbos Nasim Yad. Why is Tzarechei Shabbos Nasim Yad? Rashi explains, because Kedusha Achasi. So just like you're allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Yom Tov, Yom Tov to Shabbos is Kedusha Achas, so you're allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So effectively, if we're going to say a svar, that anything which is aser on anything which is mutter on Yom Tov, there's no kedusha achas, so you're dealing with cooking. Cooking is mutter on Yom Tov. So how could you say kedusha achas? How could you say you're allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos because of kedusha achas? If in regard to cooking, since it's mutter on Yom Tov, there isn't any kedusha achas. So zakh Rabbi Kivega, Vaisus Taisus doesn't mean that if it's mutter on Yom Tov v'sarach echel nefesh, it can't be kedusha achas. No. It's mutter l'tzarech echel nefesh, since it's aser shalei l'tzarech klal, you still could call it kedusha achas. Erev Chatzeris is different because Erev Chatzeris is mutter legamri on Yom Tov. You don't even need a tzarech echel nefesh, and that's why it cannot be kedusha achas. So the stipler over here, he's bothered with Rabbi Kvega's teretz. That would be good pshat according to the Rishonim that hold, like we said, the Taisus and Ksuvus' first teretz, and the Ran and the Rif and the Mechaber that hold that there is no din Erev Chatzeris Yom Tov even shalei l'tzarech klal. So mainly you could say, so in regard to Erev Chatzeris, you can't say Kedusha Achas, Mashenki, in regard to Bishul or Shchita, where there is a din on Yom Tov, so it's just Mutl Tzarech Echel Nefesh, so then we could call it Kedusha Achas. Mashenki, the Rishonim, that hold not the way the Rajba and Taisa's second Eretz in Ksuvis and the Psak of the Ramah, that by Erev Chatzeris also Shal Tzarech, so it's exactly the same thing as Bishul and Shchita. Just like Bishul and Shchita, you could say it's Kedusha Achas because there is an Isser of Bishul and Shchita, it's just Mutl Tzarech Echel Nefesh. So why don't you say the same thing about Erev Chatzeris? It should say it's Kedusha Achas, because there is a din of Erev Chatzeris. It just happens to be Mutter, Letzarech Echol Nefesh, or Mitaych. So the Stipel says a Gaval Megavart. Now I got Big Vega, new Teretz. The Kedusha Achas of the Gemara Msachim, why do we need Kedusha Achas there? What is Kedusha Achas doing life? You want to go cook or shecht on Yom Tov, Letzarech Shabbos. So we're saying, just like you could cook and shecht on Yom Tov for Yom Tov, you could also shecht for Shabbos. So what's the point of that? That Kedusha's Yom Tov applies to Shabbos as well. On Yom Tov, you have a Kedusha. You now do Melacha Shlei L'Tzarech. And that's why you can't do Melacha Shlei L'Tzarech Chol. You're only allowed to do Melacha on Yom Tov for Yom Tov. The Kedusha of Yom Tov is such that it forbids you, it prohibits you from doing the malacha on Yom Tov, if not for Kedushas Yom Tov. Zogt Rav Chista, Shabbos is Kedushas Yom Tov plus. Shabbos is Kedushas Yom Tov. Of course it has more Kedusha, because Yom Tov is only Asr, Yom Tov is only Asr Shalei L'Tzarech Klal, and Shabbos is even Asr L'Tzarech Echel Nefesh. So Mele Shabbos is more Kedusha. But the Kedusha you have on Yom Tov, you have on Shabbos. It's not a new Kedusha, it's not Shtei Kedushas, it's Kedusha Achas. In other words, the Kedusha of Yom Tov is Nimshach to Shabbos. So all I have to know is that the Kedusha I have on Yom Tov, which is the requirement for the Shechita and the Bishul, that Kedusha is there on Shabbos. So it doesn't make a difference to me that Shabbos is more Chomer. It doesn't make a difference to me that there are things that are Asr on Shabbos that are Mutter on Yom Tov. That's not the point. The point is, the Kedusha I have on Yom Tov, do I have that same Kedusha on Shabbos? Is Shabbos a continuation of that Kedusha? The fact that there's extra Kedusha doesn't mean that you don't have a continuation. You have a continuation plus. Mashiach came here. What's the issue of Kedusha Achas? When I have an issue of Tchumen, you're telling me like this. The Tchumen that I have on Shabbos, it's the other way. Not the Kedusha I have on Yom Tov, does that continue to Shabbos? You have to say the other way. The problem is, if by Tchumen, the Tchumen, the Issa Tchumen I have on Shabbos, that Kedusha, which was Mechayev, the Issa Tchumen, already started before. It's the same Issa Tchumen that I have on Shabbos I already had on Yom Tov. So Mela, I can't go make an Erev on Yom Tov, because if the Issa already started, I can't change the Erev. Erev has to be before. You can't have an Erev once the Issa starts, just like you can't have Erev in the middle of the day. So since the Issa Tchumen started, it started on Yom Tov, and Yom Tov and Shabbos is the same Issa to Hemshech, so Mela it's Asa. There is an Issa Chatzeres on Yom Tov. But the Issa on Shabbos is more cloudy than that. It's more than that. It's bigger than the Issa on Yom Tov. So you can't say the issur that I have here on Shabbos already started. It didn't. Because most of the issur wasn't there. The issur they had on Yantif was mutal tzeichachal nefesh. Now I have an issur which is awesome, mikal v'kail. So I can't say that this issur on Shabbos already was there on Yantif, even though part of the issur was there, but on Shabbos is a whole new issur. So I can make an Erev Chatzeris because it's being nischanish and being nistasif in issur. By the case of Tzarechei Shabbos Nasim B'Yamtiv, the Yisayin in Shal Advarim is that as long as the Kedusha of Yamtiv is still applicable on Shabbos, even if it's nistasif, but that enough is matter to me to shecht or to cook on Yamtiv for Shabbos because I have this Kedusha, so I want to have more. Masha'ein Kain, the Kedusha Achas of our Sugi, which is going to ask it to make an Erev Tkumen, or perhaps an Erev Chatzeris on Yom Tov, the pshat is, I have to say that whatever I have on Shabbos, I already had. So Mel, I can't make an Erev, the Issa already started. Masha'ein, if I have a new Issa on Shabbos, which I didn't have yet, so B'negei, the new Issa, I don't have the Kedusha Achas, so I can make an Erev, B'negei, the Naya Issa. And the Mela, that's the Chilik, that's the Stipulous Word, that's the Chilik, why B'negei, Tzarech HaShabbos Nasim Yantiv, even though it's Mutal Tzarech HaChalefesh and Yantiv, but it's still called Kedusha Achas, because the Kedusha of Yantiv continues to Shabbos. Masha'en Kein L'Gab Erev Chatzeris, if it's only Mutal, if it's only Asr Shalayla Tzarech Klal, it's Mutal Tzarech HaChalefesh, and Shabbos has a new Isser, which doesn't have that Tzarech HaChalefesh, so mail that alone, for that Isser alone, I'm allowed to make a new Erev, that's a Naya Kedusha which wasn't there before. Now let's see the next Sugya, the Sugya of Ribi Shirim. Gemara towards the end of Daf Yud Zayin and Aleph says, "V'mali isha k'dei rebasa afi shenetshicha lachaticha achas." That you let her cook one big pot of meat, even if only one piece of meat. You let her add meat to the vat. V'mali nachtum chavish shemayim afi shenetshicha lachita nechad. You let her nachtum needs hot water, can fill up an entire pitcher of hot water, even if he only needs a small drop of hot water. And that's the union of ribui shiur. So the Ram discusses this, drop by Rikus. He says, seems from here that you're allowed to cook as much as you want as long as it's in one pot. There's a Gemara later that says that you're not allowed to invite a guy on Yom Tov because you might cook extra for him. Right? I hear it says you're allowed to cook extra. And the Teretz says that's from at a different pot. When you're doing it in two tirchas, have a different pot, like by a fia, by pas, it's two tirchas. So mail it is an isser of riba because each one is a separate thing. But if you're doing one malacha, one maisa, and that maisa is adding in this year, that's mutter. So the Ramban asks a kasha like this. There's a Gemara Masechtas Menachos that says the following. If you have somebody, it's a chayla sheish b'sakana, and if he does not eat a fig, he needs two figs. If he doesn't eat two figs, he can come with a sakana. So you go out to cut, you don't have any cut figs, it's kuch nefesh, you could do an issa deraisa for him. Now you come out, and you see like this. You see there are three twigs, three stems. Two of them have one fig, and one of them has three figs. So, what do you do? Riba shiurim or riba betzira? That's what Gemara asks Akasha. Do I cut two stems, so I'm going to have the exact amount of figs, I just did it with two cuttings instead of one, that's riba betzira? Or do I cut the fig, the stem with the three figs, where there I only cut one stem, but on the other hand, I ended up with three figs and I only need two? Gemara's maskana was that it's better to do riba shiurim. Al-Kopanim, Zakta Rabbi Yisif in the Gemara, let's say I have two stems, one stem has two figs, and the other stem has three figs. So then it's Pasha, I'm not allowed to cut the three figs. The Gemara, he was even clearing when I have a choice of Reba Betzira, Reba Shurim. Let's say it's a choice of the same Betzira and Reba Shurim. So it's Aser. So you see clearly that Reba Shurim is Aser. If Reba Shurim would be Mutter, so what's the Shaila? Of course you cut the three figs. It's Mutter. Tari says it's Asir. The only Shaila is, now you have a Shaila, but the other choice is Reba Tzira. That's also Asir. So Reba Tzira is Asir, Reba Shurim is Asir. Which one's worse? And the Mar comes out, Reba Tzira is worse, you should do Reba Shurim. But Reba Shurim, when you don't have it, it's not against Reba Tzira. So it sounds like it's partial, it's Asir. So here it says, you could cook one big pot, it doesn't make a difference if there's one piece or there are 100 pieces, it's all considered the same Malach, it's all Mutter. And there it says, that you can't say, I'll cut one stem, it doesn't make a difference if there's three figs or two figs, or as many as I need, you have to cut the one with two figs, and not to be sure. And the only shaila was whenever you betziva. That's the kasha the Rishayim asks. So Kami Rishayim answer Teisa Menachas there Daf Samach Dalin. The Rashi Masech the Shabbos Daf Kuflamin. Kami Rishayim would say that the din of Riba Shum is Rabbanim. I mean the Raisa makes no difference. It's in the Rabbanim. And the Mela. So how come it's put on Yantif? Because they're on Kaisa and Shabbos, not on Yantif. There's a Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin says, "Who you look at the Shtapa Chamima." The hot water for the tinik that was going to get a bris mila spilled, and they couldn't do a mila with that hot water in those days. It's a sakana. And Rava said like this. Rava says the mother is a yeledes, right? She's a chayla sheish b'sakana. Ask her, does she need hot water? If she needs hot water, then you could add hot water for the tinik. So the Bahag learns that it means al yedei Yisrael. The Bahag holds like they go it's mutter even to do malacha deraisa. For Mila. So the Bahag says, what's the pshat? Then a yid is going to do it. If the mother needs it, so it's pruch nefesh, so a yid could do hot water, and you can add hot water for a guy, for the Mila. Even when a yid's doing it. So the Shayna will ask the Kashal, the Maish that says, Mavashal, it says like this, the Gemara Chulin, that when you cook for a chayla on Shabbos, no one's allowed to eat it. Why? No one else is allowed to eat it. I mean, even if you don't need the entire thing for the chayla, no one else is allowed to eat it. Why? Because if someone else will eat it, you might be marba b'shvil debari. So you see that there's an issue that even with geizer, no one can eat it because it might make riba shurim. So how come when you're cooking this hot water for the mother, you're allowed to be marba for the tinek? So they say the same teretz, that riba shurim is the rabbanan, and the makamila, they weren't geizer. So that's one sheet that's shiny. But the Ran doesn't hold that way. We're going to discuss soon what the Ran's right is. But the Ran holds the Riba Shum is the Raisa. So does Ritvan Erevin. They all the Riba Shum is the Raisa. And that's why they argue on the Bahag. They say it must be that Dakamor Suma de Agai, Aidea Yidu bin Issa de Raisa to put in more water. They can't be matted at Lutzerich Mila. And therefore Suma de Agai. And for there they see that Yinala do Mlacha de Raisa, Aidea Agai Bishvil Mila. But anyway, so the Kash is Riba Shum is the Raisa, Haigrim and Mutta Bayamtif. So there are two Turuts in that they get. The Ritvan Erevin says the Teretz, the Ran kind of says it in the second Teretz. That, well, first the Ritvan there brings the teretz from his Rebbe. There are very interesting teretz. He says about the basar. He says the reason it's mutter is the same reason why the pas is mutter, because the more meat you put in the pot, the tastier it is. So that's mutter now. It's riba shurim. It's mutter because you're making the one piece of meat you need tastier. And what about the water? So he says an interesting tzach, which Ritvan says I don't understand what he means. Water is not riba shurim, it's all one guf. Doesn't matter how much water is there, it's all considered one guf, it's not called riba shurim. Alright, al kopanim. But the Ritva doesn't like that teretz. The Ritva says that the teretz is because when the Torah matted eichel nefesh, the Torah said, be normal. Do it in the normal way. You don't have to be careful to do it exactly how much you need. He says, when an achtaim goes and puts up hot water, he never puts up the amount of water he needs. It never happens. The normal way you do it is, you fill it up the whole way, and then you can take as much water whenever you need. That's how you do it. So, Mela, that is the heter of Eichel Nefesh. The heter of Eichel Nefesh is not what you need for eating. The heter of Eichel Nefesh is what's normally done for eating. And the same thing, when you fill up a pot of thing, a woman makes a stew, she makes a pot of meat, she doesn't make how much meat is needed. She puts it in, she piles it on. It'll be leftovers, all right. But that's how you do it. You do it. The Torah wanted you to have a revach, a shefa. They never said to do it b'tzimtzum. The Ran says also, when the Torah was matar chalnefesh b'yamtif, it doesn't. You have to know. The Torah wanted you to go and be careful exactly how much you need. Nah, lay it on. That's part of the heter. Okay. But the Ran in his first day says a gishmak alam de shavart. He says there's a chilek between hutra and dechuya. When kulach nefesh, which is the other case of riba shurim that we're discussing, where something is mutter for bikulach nefesh, are you allowed to add on more than what's necessary for kulach nefesh? Kulach nefesh is dechuya. So memela, since it's dechuya, so memela, if you add on to it, you're being oiv and isa deraisa. Masha'en kein, eichel nefesh and yantiv is not dechuya, it's hutra. So tesvase kamayhu. Once it's hutra, so whatever is added to it is added to the shir. In other words, in Riba Shurim Gufa, there's a difference. You want a Riba Shurim, is it asim in the rice or not? What's Riba Shurim? Riba Shurim means that there's a heter on part, and you'll know, could you add to it? Is adding to it an isa the rice and isa the rabbanah? If the heter applies based on the chuya, then it's an issa deraisa. That's what he holds. Right? Because it's asr. So the svasa kamay, it's also asr. On there, you have the chiyah of the kuch nefesh. On the tesis, you don't have the chiyah of the kuch nefesh. It remains asr midiraisa. But yantif, which is an isr, which is hutra, so male, as long as it's b'tarich echad, the tesis has the same heter, the same hutra, as the malacha. Rabbi Chanan here in Kaivachim says a gavaldik pshat. He says, you find by Shabbos, you need two things. There's the maisa and there's the tetzah. There's two things by Shabbos. There's the act of the malacha, and there's the outcome of the malacha. The maisa and the tetzah. Derech mashal, by Bishol. You need to do the act on Shabbos. If you put up the food before Shabbos, even though it gets cooked on Shabbos, totally mutter, mutter gomer. Let's say the other way. Let's say you put up food on Shabbos, and it gets cooked mitzvah Shabbos. It's kind of not so kosher. Rabbi Chanan's naming on. It makes sense. That it's also mutter. I mean, it's not mutter, but it's also no iser. There's no malacha. Right? Just like if you put in a pass into a tanner and take it out before it bakes, you didn't have the tetzah. If you don't have the tetzah on Shabbos, it's not aser. So zakta azay. When things are dechuya, right, kuch nefesh, so the mice is called a maisa malacha. It's just, the Torah said that it's more important to me that Yenna gets kilu, kaviyachal, it's more important to me that Yenna gets saved than you keep Shabbos, right? Kuch nefesh is deicha Shabbos. So Mela, I'm allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. But you have a maisa malacha. So Mela, whatever tetzah of the malacha is for bikuch nefesh, that says that you have the tchi of bikuch nefesh. But if you add to the tetzah, so Mela, that part of the tetzah is not bikuch nefesh. So that's also midiraisa according to the Ran. Because you have a maisa, it's just the chuya, so the maisa is called the maisa malacha, and you have a tetzah that's not for bikuch nefesh, so Mela, on that extra kazayis, there's no dechi of kuch nefesh, and mel is going to be gaser. Mashenge by its hutcher, there's no maisa. It's like you put it up during the weekdays. So mamela, even though part of the tetzah is not for echel nefesh, so what? The maisa isn't a maisa malacha. If the maisa is a maisa malacha, with a head to be kuch nefesh, so then on the tetzah that doesn't have to be kuch nefesh, you're going to have an iser, the raisa. Now, Shagin, if the mice is not a mice of malacha, so the fact that part of the tetzah is going to be not for eichel nefesh, but that can't make the mice into a mice of malacha. The mice is hutra. The hutra is going to apply. That's what Lachanan's Zvart in the round. So, begin. So we have like three shittas. We have right Rishainim that hold, Kama Rishainim that hold the Rebbe Shurim is the Rabbanan. We have the Ritva, the Ra'ah. Also holds the Rebbe Shurim is the Raisa. The Ra'ah holds even by Yantiv it's the Raisa. You need a heter that the Mamali Nachta in Basar makes it tastier, but by Mayim that's not called Rebbe Shurim, it's Gofechad. And you have the Ritva that says no, that really it's the Raisa by Yantiv, it's Mutter, because that's part of the heter. It's all called Echel Nefesh. And the Ran is saying, even if part of it's not called Echel Nefesh, this lives in Chuy and Hutchup. Kuch Nefesh is the Chuy. On that Rebbe Shurim is the rice, Eichel Nefesh and Yantiv is Hutra. So there, even if the other part's not called Eichel Nefesh, but since it's Hutra, it's Vasa Kamayu, and it becomes like Eichel Nefesh, it's Mutter. Now the Ran asks an interesting question on the Rishonim. He says, Tamati, I don't understand how any Rishon can hold that Rebbe Shurim is the Rabbanan. The Gemara Menachos says not that way. Why? What did the Gemara Menachos have a Shaila? Interesting Shaila, right? You're going out, the Chayla needs two Gregoris, you have two uksin, each one with one gregers on it, and you have one ukits with three gregers. And the Gemara says, Shaila, which one should you do? Reba Bitsira, cut the two. That way you won't have Reba Shurim, you'll have the exact amount you need, but you'll have Reba Bitsira. Or Reba Shurim, cut the three, cut the one with the three in it, you'll have only one Bitsira, you'll have Reba Shurim. If Reba Shurim is Durabanan, Fekderan, what was the Shaila? Reba Bitzir is, of course, the Raisa. Why? Because, let's say you only needed one Gregoris, and you cut two. Avadi will be even is the Raisa. Let's say you needed one Gregoris, and you cut an Ukitz with three, you're telling me that's the Rabbanan. So when you only need one Gregoris, and you cut two, it's the Raisa. When you only need one Gregoris, and you cut one stem with three Uksim, Reba Shurim, you're telling me that's the Rabbanan. So you see clearly, Rebbe Shurim is the Rabbanan, Rebbe Shurim is the Raisa. What was the Gemara Shaila? The Gemara's Maskana was the Rebbe Shurim, But so what? There had to be a shayla. If they're both deraisa, if the pshat is you do extra shiurim when you didn't have to, it's deraisa. You do extra betziyum when you have to, it's deraisa. Which one's worse? I got the shayla. But if Reb Shurim is the Rabbanan and Reb Betzir is the Raisa, what's the Shaila? So that was to me the time at the Ran. I see clearly from the Gemara has a Shaila, which one, Reb Shurim, Reb Betzir, and Reb Betzir we know is the Raisa, so why wouldn't Reb Shurim Behechach have to be the Raisa? That's the Ran's Kasha right here in Be'er. Achreinim, the Kaivet Shurim here, the Sfasemis and Menachis, they say that Anoch of the Ran is Shver, because Fakarit, Reb Betzir, I'll tell you, is also the Rabbanan. If all you need is one Gregorius, and you caught the one Gregorius, so now you're cutting a second Gregorius, that's not Reba Betzira. You did a malacha l'tzarech echel nefesh, l'tzarech pekuch nefesh, I mean, and now you're doing a whole malacha, complete malacha, without any pekuch nefesh, because your chayla already has this one Gregorius. That's avada deraisa. But let's say the chayla needs two Gregorius, and you have a choice. You have two Gregorius in one stem, And you have two stems with one Gregorius apiece. So I'll tell you that's also the Rabbanan. Because each Gregorius you're cutting is with Pikuach Nefesh. You could have done the Pikuach Nefesh with one Betzira. You did Pikuach Nefesh with two Betziras. But each Betzira is with Pikuach Nefesh. So Reb Shurim is the Rabbanan. The Pshat is because all I did was one thing, and I needed this one thing for Pikuach Nefesh. Okay, I had two, I had three. That's not a Deraisa Dika Cheshbin. Reba Betzirus also the Rabbanan Tainin Zeh. If I need both Betzirus for Pikuach Nefesh, even though I could have done another Betzira, a third Betzira, which would have had two without Pikuach Nefesh with the two, but I didn't. I did it this way. But Lamaisa, everything I did was for Pikuach Nefesh, that could also be the Rabbanan. That's how they want to answer the Kasha of the Ran. Sounds like the Ran held that the only tzad to say Reb Shurim is the Rabbanan is by saying that Midrash is absolutely no chilik. There's no chilik b'chol in the melacha if I have two ukta, if I have a full pot or an empty pot, or if I have three Gregorius or one Gregorius or two Gregorius. That's the only way you could say it's the Rabbanan. Even though there's a chilik, then already the Ran would hold, so good, so you're doing more than you have to. So since Reba Betziris, of course there's a chilik midrash between two Betziris and one Betzira. That's for sure there's a chilik. Each Betzira is a separate malacha. Aye, they're both a pikuach nefesh. Vice versa, the Ramel's in Svara. But since I could have for pikuach nefesh done one malacha, and I did two malachas, so of course that's an issa deraisa. So from there he sees the Gemara, the Shaila, Reba Betzir, Reba Shurim. So Reba Shurim is also deraisa. Mashenk and the other Rishenim could be they held that since L'maisa, both Betziris are done for Pikuach Nefesh, it's also the Rabbanan. Midaraisa, everything for Pikuach Nefesh is mutter. Doesn't make a difference between Betzir or Bishur. Now, Rabbi Kivenga asked the following kasha, right? We said that the Gemara there in Erevin, Tzishala means like they show, they go, but the Nuku is Ishtapa Chamima. You ask the mother says she needs water. So you tell the guy to heat up the water for the mother, and you add water for the Tinaik. So like we said, if you hold Reb Shurim is the Rabbanan, so you could even say the Gemara means Aliday Yisrael. But if you hold Reb Shurim is the Raisa, so the Rabbanan of Dvar says it has to be Aliday Agai. But what did you gain? You're seeing from this Gemara to tell a guy to do an Issa de Raisa, you're not allowed to do, even with Tzarech Mila. Right? And Reb Shurim you're saying is the Raisa. So Vaiti told the guy to do an Issa de Raisa. If you hold Reb Shurim is the Raisa, so what does it help you? The Gemara is mavur that Reb Shurim is mutter letzarech mila. You tell me it's ayidei goy, fine. But if you hold that Reb Shurim is the Raisa, and ayidei goy, you can't do without the mother asking for it. We can't do if the mother doesn't need anything, because you're telling me Issa the Raisa is also ayidei goy. So how can do Reb Shurim ayidei goy? The mother only needs a certain amount, you're adding for the tinek. Why would that be mutter? It's right the Raisa. As I fit your kvega eyes in the kasha. So Mekvega says that maybe the Pshat in the Gemara is not that you're telling the guy to do more. You're telling the guy, hello, this woman needs hot water. So what's the guy going to do? He's going to make exactly the amount of hot water you need? Nah, nech the gatak. He'll put in a bunch of hot water. That's not a milakim. You didn't tell him to do so much. You told him to do the water for the lady. And he'll himself will maisa be a big bath for the lady. He'll have plenty of extra for the tinek. But the Ksam Seifi, he says a myriadigazach. He says, even if Reba Shurim is the Raisa, it's not the same thing as cooking in another pot. The pshat is, you're not going to get skila for it. You and the maisa took one big pot, l'tzarech b'kuach nefesh, you're not going to get skila for it. It's deraisa. He says it's like a chatzi shir be'echus hamalacha. Those are his words. It's like a chatzi shir be'echus. Very interesting musig. He brings down something about the krumim on the chelev. They're not chelev, but l'maisa, they're like, in this deraisa, like chatzi shir. I wanted to shtel to a Ramban on Lesikivu Legalis Erevet, the Rambam holds it's an Issa Lav, Lesikivu Legalis Erevet, Chibik Venishuk, and the Rambam, the Ramban holds no, it's not a Lav for Chibik. What is the Issa of Chibik Venishuk? He clears that maybe it's like an Issa deraisa of Chatzishir. Very big Chiddush, not Chatzishir. It's a Chatzishir in the Echus. You're doing part of the Malacha of Gilei, part of the Aveir of Gilei Rais. Here also, when you put in Rivishur, you're really not doing a Malacha. But you're doing more malacha. More malacha has emphasis and isa deraisa there, even though it's not skila b'chlal. Meridika musik. There are some answers a little bit similar. Now he wants to say, it could be even if it's a bona fide isa deraisa, but it's a musik that's only true by isurim deraisa, not by isurim derabanan. What happens that way? By deraisa, rebishurim is an isa deraisa. By derabanan, they weren't guys in rebishurim. There's such a thing. That misses the Chiddush Aran and Erevin, that came out afterwards. The Chiddush Aran and Erevin really asked this kasha. There was a pshat. How can the Rebbe Shurim l'tzarech mila? Why isn't it us? Why isn't it like an Issa deraisa? And the Ran says two terutzim. One terut says that Rebbe Shurim the word machmel gabe mila akum. That's like kind of like the terut of the Chassam Sefer or the Arsameach. That even though Rebbe Shurim is deraisa, but for Amir Lagai, there's no Issa Rebbe Shurim, even though it's deraisa. It's not considered like Amir Lagai in a deraisa. Either like the Sam Sefer, because it's more calm than a regular deraisa, or like the Arsameh, because they're abundant, don't take the Musig of Rebbe Shurim. But then he says another teretz, that you're not being Maiba Vishul the Tinik. We'll use the same bath water for the mother in the Tinik, which is kind of like Rebbe Kvegas teretz. At the stipule, he says a Meridika teretz. He says, Lefil the Rants Yisayin. Then it's not a kasha. Because a yid doing malacha l'tzarech chayla sheish b'sakana is the chuya. But amir la'akum for a malacha, that's hutcher. That's hutcher. That's not the chuya. That's hutcher. The chazal were in geyser by a chayla to do malacha l'day akum. So even though for mila they were geyser, but since it's hutcher in regard to the mother, and it's all part of the heter of the Amir La'akum, which is mutter for the mother. So once you make a chuluk hutra in the chuya like the Ran, then anything that's the chuya, Rebbe Shurim is the raisa, but anything hutra, there is no issa Rebbe Shurim. So if you do it on day Yisrael, that's the chuya. Rebbe Shurim is the raisa. If you do it on day Goy, that's hutra, so there's no issa Rebbe Shurim klal.